The Americas.
Climate and geopolitics. The Great Green Rivalry. Chinese clean technology is booming in Latin America. Uncle Sam is worried.
From the snazzy seats of the E14 bus in Montevideo, Uruguay's capital, it is hard to tell that the smooth electric machine is Chinese. Only an eagle-eyed commuter would spot the tiny window sticker bearing the name of BYD, a Chinese manufacturer. Inquiries as to passengers' concerns about the bus's Chinese origins illicit bafflement. They are a vast improvement on the deafening gas guzzlers they replaced. The operator has just ordered 200 more. Thousands of similar buses glide through other Latin cities. But politicians in the United States fret that Latin America's growing reliance on Chinese green technology, from electric buses to solar panels, is a problem and even a threat. Tensions are rising because the stakes are high. The fast adoption of green technologies such as electric vehicles or EVs, solar panels and batteries, is a vital pillar of efforts to halt climate change. These technologies are also an economic smash hit. In 2022, announced foreign direct investment in renewable energy globally totaled over $350 billion, dramatically more than annual investments in any other sector, not only that year, but in decades. That has made green technology the latest front in the United States' rivalry with China. Latin America plays an outsized role in this. A world-leading 60% of electricity in the region comes from renewable sources. It boasts a wealth of the critical minerals needed to make green technologies and is rich enough to be a serious market for them. China so dominates global production of solar panels, batteries, and wind turbines that leaders in the United States fear they are losing the green technology race, both globally and in their backyard. Other developing countries that are trying to go green while balancing Sino-US tensions should be paying attention. China is focused on what it calls the new three: EVs, lithium-ion batteries, and solar panels. In 2021, its exports of these products to Latin America already totaled $5 billion. They have since almost doubled. Brazil dominates overall, but exports to the wider region are growing even faster. China's importance to our markets is immense, says Rodrigo Sawaya of the Brazilian Association of Photovoltaic Energy, an industry body. Some 99% of the solar panels imported to Latin America last year were made in China. That is even more than would be suggested by China's dominant position in solar, where it has 80% of global manufacturing capacity. In wind, that figure is more than 60%. There are more Chinese buses on the streets of Santiago, the capital of Chile, than in any other city outside China. Last year, about 70% of EVs imported to Latin America were Chinese. And over 90% of the lithium-ion batteries imported to South America were too. China's direct investment in green technology and construction on the continent is surging. Its energy investments suddenly switched to renewables in 2015, according to data crunched by Margaret Myers of the Inter-American Dialogue, a think tank in Washington. It has ramped up its interest in electricity distribution and transmission. Utility deals worth $17 billion accounted for about 75% of Chinese mergers and acquisitions in the past 5 years in Latin America. State Grid, a state-owned Chinese utility, has brought two of Chile's largest electricity distributors and serves about half of the country's market. After a series of acquisitions in Peru, state-owned Chinese companies are set to control the distribution of all electricity in Lima, the capital. Other green sectors are attracting investment too. In 2022, Chinese firms invested $2.2 billion in the EV industry, 35% of total Chinese FDI in Latin America that year. The bulk of this was in EV and battery manufacturing in Brazil, Mexico, and Argentina. In Brazil, BYD has taken over a former Ford factory in the east. The symbolism is not lost on bigwigs in Washington. It will be BYD's biggest hub outside Asia, initially producing 150,000 vehicles a year, with the potential to increase that to 300,000. In Mexico, BYD is planning a factory of a similar size. Many in Latin America see this as good news. Chinese solar panels and EVs are cheap and effective. Any jumpiness about surging imports is balanced by hopes that Chinese investment will lead to more green gear being manufactured locally, boosting jobs and growth. In solar panels, that seems doubtful. China is so dominant and the panels so standardized that production will probably stay in China. Processing lithium for batteries looks more likely. When in China last year, Gabriel Boric, Chile's president, announced that Tsingshan, a Chinese metals processing firm, would invest $233 million in a Chilean plant to produce lithium iron phosphate, a compound used to make cheaper batteries. The most important thing, he said, is that we will be creating value chains and transferring knowledge. Local wind turbine manufacturing also looks plausible. The greatest potential for local green manufacturing is in EVs, which Brazil is trying to hasten by raising tariffs on imports. BYD's plan to produce 150,000 EVs a year in Brazil is a big bet, equivalent to over half of the company's global exports in 2023 and far more than the 18,000 BYD vehicles that Brazil imported that year. But Brazil is a big market, with 2.3 million new vehicles registered in 2023. Only 2.5% of those were electric, but that was twice the 2022 figure. That neighbouring Latin American countries are also electrifying their fleets adds to the opportunity. Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College says the standoff over green technology is a civilizational struggle. For the United States, that comprises a trio of worries. The first is that Chinese green technology could pose a security threat to the United States and others. President Joe Biden recently ordered a national security probe into the risks posed by Chinese green technologies and warned that Chinese EVs could be remotely accessed and/or disabled. One fear is that they could collect data on sensitive military sites. A more extreme one is that remote access could potentially turn them into weapons. Such a grim scenario is far-fetched, especially in Latin America. Even if such meddling were technically possible, which is far from clear, any attempt or threat to weaponize EVs would do great damage to China's global car industry. The threat from solar panels or wind farms is even more limited. Solar panels themselves are dumb and do not send data anywhere by default. For connected parts, like inverters, though Chinese firms do dominate, there are many other options on the market. Security does matter to Latin leaders, but in a different sense. The push for cleaner energy is also a matter of national security, says Diego Pardo, Chile's energy minister. Diversified energy partners are important, he agrees. But even if plenty of Chile's green technology comes from China, slashing reliance on imported gas and oil using Chile's wind and sun reduces national security risks because it cuts Chile's exposure to strife in the Middle East or Ukraine, he explains. The United States' second fear is that Latin reliance on Chinese green technology, political leverage that it could use to exert pressure on anything from Taiwan to exclusive mining deals. Yet solar panels and wind turbines provide little ongoing leverage once they're installed. Besides, Latin America boasts some 60% of global lithium resources, a handy green bargaining chip of its own. Leverage can also come from any economic ties, and the United States and Europe are far larger investors in Latin America overall than China. Though China may be moving the fastest on green technology, Europe and the United States are active too. The biggest renewables project announced in Latin America in 2022 was an aviation biofuels plant in Panama, which is being built by a firm from the United States. Europe, meanwhile, is hoping for a large role in green hydrogen. For Latin America as a whole, the United States is still the largest trading partner. Some concerns about political pressure are more reasonable. Chinese ownership of large shares of critical infrastructure, such as electricity distribution grids in Peru and Chile, is more worrying because the flow of electrons through wires is something that the operating company can easily disrupt. Unlike Europe and the United States, many Latin American countries lack an institution to assess foreign investments on strategic or national security grounds. Still, says Mr. Pardo, most of Chile's distribution grid used to be owned by one Spanish firm. We are more diversified than we used to be, he notes. Uncle Sam's last worry is that firms and workers in Latin America and the United States are losing out to Chinese ones in the world-shaping green technology industry thanks to heavy state support in China. In March, Janet Yellen, the US Treasury Secretary, said that Chinese overcapacity in green technologies hurts American firms and workers, as well as firms and workers around the world. Officials in Washington fret that a flood of Chinese goods will lead to deindustrialization not just in Latin America, but in every country which remains open to Chinese green technology imports. The existence of China's green technology FDI is evidence against this. At any rate, there are few good Western alternatives to China's new three. If FDI keeps expanding and local production comes to rival Chinese imports, anxiety about Latin deindustrialization should ease. The United States' concerns about its weakness in green technologies will remain, though. They are understandable, but until its firms can reliably provide cheap, effective, and large-scale alternatives to Chinese offerings, urging caution on Latin American leaders will do little good. Alerting about risks without putting an alternative on paper is not useful at all, says Thiago Giargao of Arco Advice, a Brazilian political consultancy. Instead, he says, it creates antipathy.